Welcome to With Wael, the Ultimate Show.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this session. I know it was a long, maybe the audio quality may not be the best. However, it's live session. It shows how people react. I would love to get your feedback. And if you are interested in getting the workbook or connecting with me, you can always visit withwael.com. And looking forward to hear your feedback. Thank you.
Okay, so welcome to this session. This is the last session of the year. I'm happy. I usually every 6 months, we're supposed to know what will happen in the next 3 months. So every 6 months, we should know what will happen in the next 3 months. And usually it takes longer than 3 months to do things. So I want to go first through the table and make sure what you want to get out of this last session of the year. That's right? Because we are meeting again in January, that's right? So I planned this session to be like a product launch. I had some material on product launching because I use Christmas breaks and New Year to design and restructure what I want to do in the next 3 months. And then I plan for 6 months, and then I come back and see every quarter what will happen in the planning. That's why I always say in the next 6 months, I need to know what I will do in the first 3 months, and then I keep going doing it, okay? So do you want to go around the table first, and let's see what, because this is an open discussion, so.
So what do you want to achieve from today?
Yeah, one thing, because we have so many around the table, so.
Timeline,
okay.
From today,
yeah.
I guess on that same structure, along that planning timeline, how to properly plan something for a product launch.
Okay, so timeline,
planning around it,
and product launch. Okay. Joel, what do you like to test?
Well, today's kind of my first day, so I'm more learning.
We hit the ground running, man. Come on. It doesn't matter your first day or last day. It doesn't matter. What do you want to get today? What do you like to achieve?
I like that business startup, so the product launch timeline all seems very interesting to me.
Okay. Claudie.
I think this is the timeline of launching the product is the same for me.
Okay.
I think that's a good focus.
Okay, that's great. Jean?
Oh, well, I'll echo all of that, but for me, there needs to be a prioritization.
Okay.
It's quite fitting, this topic for me today, because I'm going to relaunch myself. So what I like to know, though, is the big picture. So I'm going to piggyback on everyone. I want to see the big picture of the product launch so that I can prioritize and then form my timeline.
Okay, big picture. Okay.
I think they're all good.
They're good?
Yep.
Okay. Remember, guys, we have less than 3 hours, okay?
Yeah.
So what we can achieve in 3 hours? That's good. So if we want to start with timeline, we have to start with calendar. So I have here our calendars for you guys, just so you can share these calendars with each one. Everybody, finally we got our calendars ready. So
was this your order?
Yeah. We have calendars now. Yep, we have calendars. Yeah, we start with calendars. That's right. We talk about timelines. It's okay.
So one pen fell out.
So this is our giveaway to you guys. So anyone who will come today will have a calendar. Don't fill the calendar yet because we want to talk about the product and the timeline. So
thank you for our calendars.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wait, what? Oh, you didn't get one? Here you go. It's so festive.
There are more. If you have any friends you want to take, you can let me know and I can give you something. So we want to start with a product discussion for like 5 minutes. So what kind of product, if you can take your, if you can write in your notes, what kind of product you would like to launch and how you define your product? So what is a product definition here?
Well, for me, the product is the workshops.
Okay, so it's not the workshops. I don't like the S at the end. It's not the workshops. It's a workshop, a workshop.
A workshop.
So when we focus on product, it's not what I do for a living or for coaching or for, I focus on a specific piece of product, which has one price. It can be multi-level. You can have VIP prices, you can have extra accessories. But the definition of a product is a very concise definition of one piece. Because we get confused. We want to sell 1, 2, 3, 4. So if I want to sell a package, the package has to be very well defined with one price. So if you do one-on-one coaching, it's great. So the one-on-one coaching is a product. If you want to do a seminar to promote the one-on-one coaching, it's great. The seminar is the product. If what I will explain today and the handout I will give you in a few minutes, it's a timeline to produce, which was developed for different groups, but we can use them because when we developed them, we had the right to use them as well. It's a plan to launch one thing. Even if you want to have your product as a website, so if I want to launch my website to sell a product or to sell multi-products. So a product is one package. If you will take advantage of today, you should be able to plan a product like that. If some of you will launch a different training system, or I want to shift what I am doing to do something, I have to plan it as a product. And each one of us has the product sheet, that's right? Mm-hmm. So on this product sheet, when you define the benefits and the product specifications, this will be one product. Do you agree on this common analogy now, or taxonomy? Do you agree on this definition? So can we go around the table, like have a sample of like 3 or 4 products which people would like to launch? So, Jane, which product will fit here for you?
One-on-one coaching, seminar, keynote.
These are 3 different products.
You want one. I thought you said 3 different products.
No, I need from the table. Each one of you need to focus on one product.
One, okay.
Yeah, so if you will focus on the seminar, all what we'll do today will be function of the seminar. Because what we do usually, we confuse ourselves. Because I want to offer 3, 4, 5 things. You can't. You can only plan for one. And when you launch one, or you have the planning and you start working on it, you can launch the second one, third one. There are 16 pages timeline and checklist, which I will hand it in a few minutes, which shows you how long you can do this, launch this product. So you wanna, which one you wanna focus on? Seminars or one-on-one?
Seminars.
Seminars, okay. So you wanna have a seminar. Does anybody wants to have a different product launch? I believe seminar will be good because if you even sell a product, you may want to have seminars to educate these people on the product. That's right? Anybody has any other ideas?
I'd love to be different. So I want to launch my website, but I'm good to go down this road. But do you know what I'm saying? Like I have a different idea in mind, but I'm good to follow that.
What I will talk about is broad examples of how people do things.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Tax guidance package online.
So, tax guidance package online, it's a product. That's right? So, this can be a product. I love this TGP because online, in my opinion, is the way to go. Okay? So, if somebody wants to get an online package, it will fit as well.
Does anyone has a different?
Along the same line as a seminar, a lunch and learn, but a
lunch and learn
is another
is a version of the seminar.
Slash the seminar. So it's a lunch and learn to learn about our product that we would be focusing.
Okay, so lunch and learn is a version of the seminar. What's the difference between a workshop and a seminar? Seminar is 90 minutes, a workshop is 1 day or more, okay? This is the definition we have right now, okay? So how long on the average do you know about launching such a product? How long will it take to launch a product?
As quick as you can go.
Yeah, but how long? A typical timeline would be how long?
1 month.
1 month. What, some other ideas?
I have a month and a half.
Month and a half.
Well,
okay.
I guess two technically. With Christmas, it's going to seem like a month and a half.
Okay. How long on the average will take launching a product?
I think 3 months.
3 months.
6 months.
Okay.
Depending how much development goes on.
Yeah.
That's good. You have a good initiation start. The following question will be, is what are the phases of launching a product? How many phases do you have? So usually we have a pre-launch phase, a launching phase, and a post-launching phase. Okay? Do you agree on this structure? So the launching phase is usually between 1 to 3 weeks.
Pre-launching is super long.
Not really. It can be somewhere between 6 weeks to 3 months. And if you have lots of previous material, it may be shorter. However, what is the main activity in a pre-launch?
Moving your message around to different
which can be
social media.
Yeah, but which can be defined as what? In terms of
advertising?
Which means what?
Marketing.
No. It means awareness.
Mm-hmm. Brand identification.
Means awareness.
Yeah.
So I want to create here what?
Awareness.
That's right. So the activities around here will be usually about awareness. So what are the mechanisms to create awareness?
Brochures, social media.
Okay, so brochures, social media.
Networking.
That's right. What other techniques for awareness?
Website.
What else? And in social media, we can talk about Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever social media you are in. So what else you can build as awareness?
There's not like trade shows and
presentations. Trade shows, presentations.
Print media.
And print media, which I can add beside brochures, right?
Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah, we can call it print media. Remember, we are here to help each other. We are here to share. Do you want to kick in, Joel? Do you have any? Feel free. I'm trying to invite you in all the time, so.
But yeah, the brochures, the website, different online promotions. I don't know if Kickstarter could be in there as building a
Kickstarter? Okay. What else? You know what's Kickstarter? Can you elaborate?
Like GoFundMe?
It's similar, yeah. It's for people with a vision that need funding. And so they put their product online. And
you are now listening to With Whale, The Ultimate Show.
You'll get your funds very, very fast. But the ones that don't have a proper setup die. So it's very interesting to see, because usually, you know, they'll have a target and it'll exceed it really quick. But then they have the money, now they have to take that money, actually have to build the product, because they haven't done any of the development, they haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it can take a couple of years before you see that product actually arrive at your customer. So it's
we had a discussion one time, is how many of this GoFundMe and Kickstarter will actually have a product and deliver or return the money back.
Yeah, yeah.
So what this says is, what this tells me, you know, people need to know early as 3 months how their product will perform and what exactly they're doing it, right? And this goes to the concept of what we call it pre-selling. You know, the coming soon now sign. Majority of us will not like to pre-sell our books. Majority of us will not like to pre-sell our programs. Majority of us will not, oh, you know what, I don't have the venue for my seminar. Why do I collect registration now? How many of you have this statement in his brain? That's right. I can tell you, it's only, if you collect money over credit card, it's only less than 6% loss if you want to return the money through the credit card. Because when you charge people money on credit card, you pay about 3% border of 3% collection fees to the credit card processing. And if I want to refund you on credit card, I also pay another 3%. So the risk, or the point of exposure to pre-register people and collect the fund and then refund the fund because you cancel the event, is 6%. Okay, plus your time. How much do you really care when you have that much lower risk in refunding people money? So we live with our limitation and say, yeah, we want to have everything set up first. However, if you want to get people in, you need 3 months, 2 months. People cannot just buy the stuff right away. You need to create awareness to be able to launch a product. Does it make sense? Make sense? Okay. So what will happen in the launching, what you want to do in the launching side when you launch the product?
Deliver it.
You want to sell it.
Oh.
So you push for selling. So here it will be selling. That's right. So the messages, and this is what relate to the what kind of messages we need to have. So as Jacqueline was saying, if we have a website for the awareness, the website will have a message of what? Or not a website, a web page, that's right. Part of the website will announce this product. So what you will do on this website? You will say, coming soon, buy now. That's right. Here, what you will say. Don't miss the opportunity. It's out by now.
Two left.
That's
two
right.
Remaining.
Yeah. So when you have this kind of messaging, you understand that whatever we will talk about it here, what will happen when we go to the selling side? The message has to be recrafted, or the message has to be tweaked to match the goal. That's right. Does this make sense? Okay. Now, what about the post-processing or the post-launch? What kind of activity you want to do in post-launching?
Follow-up.
Yeah. Upsell.
So it's either upsell or we call it sell more. What do you mean sell more? It means that I can take interviews from people who bought here and testimonials and push them here for people to buy more. That's right.
You have a 2-year extended warranty.
And the question will be is, or one of the questions, how much is the price for this product? So if I want to go to a seminar or a package, how much is the price for your package? Just give an idea now, like, just give suggestions, MRSPs,
or manufactured suggested retail price. So what is the standard MRSP we work with right now? What kind of numbers do you have in mind?
197.
So 197. Do you agree this is a good starting point for a price? And this is a timeline, that's right? We agree that this is a timeline. When I will sell this product for 197? In which phase?
Launch phase.
In the launch phase?
Yeah.
Pre-launch.
Pre-launch? Usually the MRSP guys are somewhere here. Because I want to give deep discount or almost free for early adopter. That's right. I want to give a launching pricing here. So the launching price will be till Friday. So I will start Monday. By Friday, the introductory price. We call it introductory prices, right? Do you agree? Why somebody will just go down from $50,000 package to $20,000 package or $28,000 package, and somebody, and this guy actually sitting on this table, why he went from $50,000 to early launch of his product to be $28,000? Because nobody knows about him. That's right. So to tie this back to the product sheet and the pricing, you should consider how much discounts are you giving out? And what's the rationale behind these discounts? Trying to get early adopter, early buyer, that's right? And then when the product proves itself, you can keep increasing the pricing.
When you discount, like deep discounts, should you keep in mind your future pricing?
You start from the future pricing.
Right.
You start from a, how many of us bought a car at MSRP price? Have you ever bought any car at MSRP pricing? It never happened. It never happened. However, each one of our cars will come with a price tag and the price list and the price sheet with a recommended manufacturing pricing. But how many of us bought it at this pricing? Nobody. Because they always discount the price and then they add freight and other stuff. So you pay actually more than what they recommend as a total pricing because they add you option and so many stuff. But you will always have a recommended price and nobody's paying it and nobody's accepting it. That's right. Do you agree? We usually buy vehicles and cars during, they call it balloon pricing, clearance pricing, year-end pricing, that's right? This one, majority of people will buy vehicles. So how many cars are actually sold at this MSRP? Almost none. Do you agree on this? So do you agree to have an MSRP for your product? However, you will never sell at it. But don't inflate it, it has to make sense. And we can have a special session on pricing, like how people will do pricing. In the product sheet, if you remember, we talked about extra, about bonus, and about add-on, that's right? So when you talk about a product, which is extra, add-on, and the bonus, what is the MSRP for it? It's gone, because the actual product has so many other stuff. Yes, sir?
Yeah, why is MSRP in the post? launch rather than the launch itself?
Because when we have the discussion around how people buy and what kind of buyers around us here, some buyers would like to see a discount. If you are selling $200 or $197 product, and this product will be delivered in 3 months from now, and you want to get pre-buyers here, like over Kickstarter or over word of mouth or over actual launch, people here will understand that they have to have a privilege to support you early on.
So I can provide a 80%, 60% discount easily because you are buying now for a product coming in 2 weeks or in 6 weeks. Will you accept to buy and pay the full price for something which will be coming in 6 weeks?
Okay.
So does this answer the question?
Yes, it does. Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
How has buying changed over the last 10 years? Or has it, how people buy? So I got curious when you were talking about how people buy.
People
has buying changed?
Yeah, people have, there is a shift in what people buy because there is a more value you need to provide because when you have Google attached as our cousin, people have access to more information. Because of this information access, the behavior of buyers have been changed. Away from the behavior of a buyer, in a classical techniques, when you launch a future product and you want people to buy right now, like even if you look at Stampede, if you look at Callaway Park, which is a venue in town here, that's right? They go, they sell you a pass for like $34 or $37 or $47, whatever it is, for a year annual pass. They sell it when?
Sell it now.
They sell it in winter.
$30 a co-op or something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Instead of $79 at the gate.
At the gate.
Reviews have also massively changed the way people buy.
Yeah.
If you see a product online, almost immediately you go to the reviews to see what people are saying about it. As we were before, you always had to rely on the salesperson or whatever. But now I will almost always go to the review to see what people are saying about something and then go back and actually read the article, or even an article. I mean, I do that with articles more than anything. It's an article that sounds interesting. So I go to the comments to see if people say this is hogwash or it's nonsense or yeah, there are some good points. And then based on the feedback that I see about the article, I know if I want to waste my time or spend my time reading that article or not.
Okay.
So that's a shift that's easily happened in the last.
I do that for hotels.
Hotels, I think it started with hotels.
Yeah.
So what all this discussion is about, if I want to launch a product and I give it an MSRP, how much I'm selling it at. Coming to the same discussion or the same along the same line of discussions is what are the parameters or the condition for me to pick up an MSRP pricing? Like what should I consider? Like is there any limitation for any pricing I'd like to suggest for my product? Is there any limitation? Can this pricing for this product, which we don't know what is it right now, it doesn't matter, be $1,000, $997?
Yeah.
Can it be $297?
Yeah.
Can it be $6,000? Can it be $60,000? What are the primary condition or parameter or consideration I should make to suggest a pricing?
Perceived value.
Perceived value from the buyer.
There is a one higher priority than perceived value. What the customer is actually willing to pay. So when we do MSRPs, we are trying to guess. So if you look at the Porsche will start at $90,000. If you look at the Lamborghini, it starts at $300,000. What's the difference between a Porsche and Lamborghini? I don't like Lamborghinis myself, I like Porsches. But it's not because I'm not willing to pay $200,000 difference. Okay, because I like what I got from this car. I drove both. I don't like the Lamborghinis. I don't like them. I feel like they're weird, the cars. So if you go around and try to figure out what people are willing to pay. Interestingly enough, people are willing to pay for a crystal ball $10,000. However, they don't want to pay $60 or $100 for a truly life transformational techniques, which we know it worked because we know the quality of the delivery. I have been engaged with it for more than a year now. And I've seen how people react to this particular transformation techniques. But people are willing to pay for that. People are willing to pay for a special seat in a hockey game, $2,000-$3,000 up to $10,000 for a finale, to watch a game which you'll enjoy it much better on your 65-inch TV.
Or in a bar.
Okay.
You are now listening to With Whale, the ultimate show.
Okay. So when we talk about MSRP, you have to understand the first consideration to it is what the customer is willing to pay for it.
What if you make a mistake with that?
That's why.
Like, how detrimental is that?
It's not because people have a very short memory.
Okay.
So if you, the market will tell you.
Yeah, quickly.
So the second, the way to drive people to buy is exactly what you said. That we wanna sell, we wanna tell them, or we wanna get them to perceive value to justify what? A payment.
It's something that could hold against saying that I got a deal from that.
And if I wanna say I got a deal from that, I have to go down into a deep discount or free launch pricing, and then I can go and say special pricing, and then I can go and say urgency pricing. So if I wanna say how much you sell your seminar, I say it's listed at. Listed at means what? MSRP. So this is the list, L-I-S-T pricing. Yes, sir.
What about the word investment?
Investment is a connotation that we don't want to talk about cost or pricing. We don't want to talk about cost. So if I don't want you to pay, because people don't have emotional barriers of paying money, you tell them your investment.
Could you use that MSRP deep discount with the word investment?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Whenever I tell you you will pay for my product, I wouldn't use the word pay. I would say your investment to access this product or to access this service. It's you invest in you. You invest in your home. You invest in your career. You invest in your lifestyle. So the word investment will take some barriers. And believe me, marketing is just assumptions. And I'm not a marketing guy. Marketing is just assumptions. We apply the assumption, we practice them, and we understand from the market what's going on. Okay? Any other discussions? Yes?
I've seen Michael Selsner, the guy who podcasts the marketing podcast. I've seen how he sells his conferences. And what he says is that it's this price now, and in 2 weeks it's going to go up, and then 2 weeks after that it's going to go up. And he just ratchets it up normally. And he publishes that right away. So get in early at this price, and then it goes up.
So, I want to just be on the same sheet, okay? I don't want to go. So the concept we are driving at right now is we have an MSRP here. That's right. And we have almost deep discount or almost free here. And what will happen is every time you will go up in this way. That's right. Do you get this image now? Did you get this, understand this picture now? Sometimes you stand in a special event and you will reduce this a little bit. Or you will reduce this a little bit. Does it make sense for pricing? Any more discussions on pricing?
I think just the philosophy around the pricing. I've seen people, when they have gone to the third step, drop the price from the stage to where it was in the first, and I think you alienate people who paid higher than that. So you have to be very careful where you are on that stage, and you don't want to drop the pricing below what other people have joined you for, because they've shown loyalty to you.
Which is exactly the same point I want to describe after. So the first consideration for listed pricing will be what the customer is willing to pay. And how to drive perceived value to drive the customer to pay that much, which they understand how much they pay. The second one, I have to understand, what is the absolute minimum? your pricing must have a critical floor or a critical ground. I cannot sell lower than that. So if I'm selling you a $10 candy, and I will give it, it's a listed price at $10, and I run this Christmas promotion, Halloween promotion, whatever promotion, and then after the Halloween promotion, I go next day, and what they do for candy?
Drop it.
They drop it for by how much?
A lot.
By 75-80%. So the candy, which is supposed to be at $10, they sell it for like $6 or $7 maybe, or some kind numbers there for special occasions. And immediately after the occasion is gone, because the candy is wrapped in orange and black colors, which is Halloween colors. And believe me, the best time for people to eat Halloween candy is during Christmas time. We put Halloween candy all the time over there and people just eat them. Okay? And so after Halloween, what will happen? They drop the price again by 80%. And what they are trying to sell at now, if you drop already by 30-40% and then 80%, these people are selling stuff around 7-10% of their own listed price.
But what's the margin on candy? Like at the,
this is all the questions which has to be relevant to your offer.
Yeah.
So you must set up a minimum or a floor level pricing.
Which should be usually never less than your cost, right?
Which is, has to be a little bit more than your cost.
Yeah.
So when we talk about an online service, what's your cost? Is next to zero. Because the cost of an online service is an incremental over your website. And you need a website anyway. And if you develop your own programs online and you don't have lots of costs in marketing and lots of costs on developing the actual website, because you don't have a website anyway, the incremental value of any online program will be what? The incremental cost, sorry, for any online program will be what? Next to zero. So do you care really about?
For your opportunity cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
When I talk about my time in a seminar, remember last time we concluded the most valuable decision will be made about what? What's the most valuable component of what we do? Is our time. Okay, so if I stand and I know I charge per hour that much and I'm standing in a seminar for 2 hours, what should I get at? I should get at least whatever I would charge at. Okay? The second parameter you have to consider in pricing is what I will sell my affiliate. Are we able to sell everything ourselves? We need to have affiliates or representations or people who can carry with us our product, that's right? So each one of us to recruit affiliate, what should we do? Offer them?
Percentage.
Offer them money, a percentage, that's right?
Referral
fees, commission, extra commission, agency fees, all of these definitions refer back to one taxonomy definition, which is affiliate. Okay? So you have to establish your minimum floor, you have to establish your affiliate, and I recommend to have also a comfort pricing. You must have a comfort price. This is a price which I feel good about it. Like I would sell at $100, you know what? But if I get like $40, man, I'm good. If I get like $30, I'll be happy. So I listed at $100, but if I get 30, it will be the best ever I had in my life. I will sleep well, I will eat well, I'll be happy. It's okay. Do I have to disclose this pricing?
No.
What's the only price I have to disclose? Is the MSRP and the affiliate, because the affiliate need to know how much they will make from an MSRP. Yes, sir.
So when do you invite affiliates to join you?
So this is a good question. And I'm sorry to cut the question short because you were not here from the beginning. And when you don't come in the beginning, you don't have the luxury and the privilege of setting up the agenda, which is great for us because we discussed this already.
Okay, never mind. Go on.
Okay, let's just make sure you understand the following. Any product launch has at least three phases.
Yeah.
A pre-launch plan,
yes.
A launching plan, which is a weekly, a daily, an hourly plan,
yeah.
And a post-launch plan, which usually the 2 weeks after, 1 week after, whatever we can decide about the time. Around the table here, when should you recruit an affiliate or a reseller of your product? In which phase?
I would say pre-launch.
In the pre-launch. So in the pre-launch, this affiliate must know about what's coming.
The reason I ask this question is on a pre-launch, if you give an affiliate a percentage, pre-launch prices are way lower than the 197. They're not going to be engaged. If you decide to give them a $47 of 25% of 47, they're going to say, who cares? But if we engage them when you're in the third stage and say, okay, you engage them before, but you let them know that they're going to be promoting on the third stage. I don't know. I'm just busting.
It's a very excellent... It's maybe the best statement have been said right now in this presentation, because you have the impression that the affiliate pricing is not fixed. If I use the blue for the affiliate pricing or the affiliate percentage, it will be like this. So if this can be a percentage for affiliate, no matter what we can pick up numbers if you don't like the abstract form, we can pick up numbers, okay? So in a pre-launching phase, I can give my affiliate at as high as 100% commission. Because my target is to maximize the number of users here. So I can come to my affiliate, I say, you know what? I'm launching this product, is right now 30% or 20% of the MRSPs, and I'm more than happy to give you 100% commission. Just get me users to it.
Interesting, okay.
Okay. Maybe 2 to 3 months, or 2 to 3 weeks before the launch, I may say, you know what? Right now we are increasing the pricing and you will not get more than what you got. And I will increase the pricing to be like 40%. So I will give them 30% and I will keep 10%. You may give them 90%, 80%, 70%. When the product is proving itself here, what will happen to you? The affiliates will come to you. You will not try to get them. They will come. And they say, would you mind if we market your product? And I will share with you where you can get this situation. At this point, what you will say? Yes. If anybody come and say, do you like me to sell or market your product? What is the answer?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, of course. Yes. What percentage you should offer? Somewhere maybe between 30 or 20, 30, 40% of your offer. Does it make sense?
No.
So if we are in the pre-launching phase.
So use that 197 as an example.
So if I'm doing 197 as an example,
yeah.
And I want to sell it here, I will sell it at 1997. 10% of the MSRP. And I'm willing to give my affiliate the $20.
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 weeks before the event, I may increase it to $49.97. And I will be giving maybe 60% of that out. So here I will give 100%. Here I can give 60% or 70%.
You're talking about online product which does not have a...
I'm talking about any kind of product.
So if you're selling... Okay, so... yeah, okay.
Any kind of product where my minimum cost or my floor pricing is zero.
Okay.
If my floor pricing is $10, you have to consider. There are some individuals in town that run a massively successful program, and all what they say, you bring people in, you get $20 per seat. And our event is for free. So they run like a hundred to a couple of hundred seats for events. And any referral will bring people in the event will get $20 per head. That's it.
You are now listening to With Whale, the ultimate show.
So these people will start at a losing pricing here. They start below zero. But they do know if they sell one product, what will happen? They break even. So when they sell a $12,000 product, he will break even, so he doesn't mind to pre-pay the $12,000 to get more people in. Because if he sells two products, three products, four products, five products, he will end up having much, much, much more money than running anything else. Okay? So you need to understand that the money you make is N, which is number of people will buy, time, price, which people will pay, minus commission or minus affiliate. Okay? Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Any questions about how we can set considerations for pricing? So if you have no questions, we can I can get you this. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough time to do this correctly, so each one of you will take four pages. I may have to do it here, because this booklet was not assembled.
For elevators?
I'm thinking it would.
Really?
I'm just trying to think of how it would. And so, essentially, so we have an affiliate, or what we would, what I could consider an affiliate with a company called Hayes Elevators.
Yeah.
So if I were to offer them 100% commission, I'm essentially, there always has to be a bigger high at the end. There always has to be a the ultimate goal at the end. So essentially, if I were to start with an affiliate with 100% commission right now, I would essentially be giving up my Calgary market, or I'd be essentially giving up my Western market. So what am I willing to gain out of that? And it's the answer is easy, because it's Ontario.
But remember, we talk about affiliate with 100% commission on product where my cost is literally zero.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You know,
I
because
whatever his margin is, he's willing to give up percentage.
Yeah.
And so
there are many people will understand that if they sign up early on, they will retain a higher commission than because they take a high risk.
Yeah.
So if you have a high risk for what you do, people will expect to.
One more.
Okay. And you can take one of these.
Thank you.
So, okay, so this is a product creation list, which I will not be able to discuss it in full, but.
You can do it your elevators for free. What you do is you say you can go to the first floor for free, but if you want to go to the second floor, you pay extra. Sorry.
That would be if nothing else, that would be a great little promotion. just to spice things up and create a buzz. That would be pretty fun, actually. First floor free.
So if we go to this particular workbook, we talk a little bit about 4 to 6 months before launch. So what is the activities I can do 4 to 6 months pre-launch? So in this particular workbook, we talked about activity as well. So we should be able to talk about the ideas to people. I can have a Skype interview with the prospects. I can run surveys. I can write short Ask the Reader post on similar topic. I can get the responses to what challenges, pain, need. And then I can write the first draft sales page, which I want to say what I'm selling. This particular product launch will be a product which I'm not sure even the customers will need it or not. Okay? So the best use for this particular handout is you plan a date for launching. So this is my date. Let's use March 1st or February 1st, whatever date. And then I will go back in time and I will say what kind of activity I will need to do. Okay? So if you have a product which is never being offered, what you need to do? You need to go to survey the market to see if your product will fit. Does it make sense? What is the alternative way for that? The alternative way is to go to the market itself and figure out what people pay money for. If people paying money to a similar offer, are they willing to pay for you? Okay, does it make sense? So although this particular step, it's 4 to 6 months, but we don't need to follow 4 to 6 months. It's just a general step for people who wants to set to start products. This handout in particular, we promise to deliver products in 90 days. And there's a guarantee in the back, if you don't get products in 90 days to sell, people will get their money back. And this is not guaranteed for this group, because this group is different affiliation with us. But if when we plan to sell this product, a standalone product, we are giving out these guarantees. So 2 to 3 months before the pre-launch, and this is where the activity we wanna focus on. So what will I do 2 to 3 months before the pre-launch? So what you need to do in your notes, you write what? What do you need to do in your notes? You write N-O-W. What's N-O-W stand for?
What do you need to do now?
What's now? Or you write W-I-N. What's W-I-N?
What's important now.
What's important now? So when we start 2 to 3 months before pre-launch, we talk about what you can do this week. If you plan to launch a product around February, March, 2018. And this is how I wanna use this handout. Okay? I know there is a seminar and there is an online package for taxations, and there is an idea of a seminar and there is an idea of a workshop. That's right? So what we should do now? So the first step will be is I wanna create a separate pre-launch email list. So you need to get an emailing list package or program. What we do if you don't have an emailing list package? Excellent. Use Excel spreadsheet, not a Excel spreadsheet. Or you use a simple text document where you list the email one at a time. What is the alternative for a mailing management system is you can use what we call it mail list on your mail. If you have Gmail, you can create separate mailing list. Yeah, they have a limitation of maybe 200, 500, it does have a limitation. But if you don't feel you wanna invest in a mailing package of $10 a month or more, you can actually do it without having a mailing package, okay? Everything can be done on the time. So the first step is to create what? Emailing list. Can you put a deadline beside number 9? When will you start a separate pre-launch emailing list? So take this part, you can write on this notes, you take this with you, okay? You can write here. Just to go in and write a date. When will you create a separate email list for this product launch? Okay? And please, if you have any questions or discussion, just kick in and just, it's a free forum, okay?
Sorry, what?
What are you telling him? Can we know your secrets, guys? Next time, these guys should not sit next to each other, okay?
Like, you gotta go have a time out.
Oh my God. Go send him to the principal office, okay? I love it when we have
don't
that much fun.
Notes,
the second.
So you asked us to put a date beside the 2 to 3 months?
No, you put a date beside when can you create a separate pre-launch email list. Because we start today, that's right? Today is December 9th.
So So the pre-launch means you take your what? If you
no,
have a list,
I want to create a separate pre-launch emailing list.
But if you have a email list and you're already there, it's already created.
So you have to verify this is the one you want to use.
Yeah. So you have to say how could I target the specifics that I
yeah.
want based on my
yeah.
program. Okay.
Okay. So if you, if many of you in different phases, so if you have an email, if you have a, an email list and you will use it, you check done. If you don't have one, you should have a deadline, a timeline to it. Like maybe tomorrow, maybe Monday, maybe whatever. We are today, December 9. Then you need to put up a banner in a sidebar that talk about your product. You should give it a tentative name of the product. So what is the product name? What do you mean a sidebar? We assume you have a website. That's right. Number 11, you should have, yes, sir.
This will not likely be the official name. Can you say more about that? It's a name of the product, but it's not the official name. Did we cover that in the half an hour?
When you do all the
before
this
you
is
got here, like
did.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much did you guys cover?
We did.
Holy smokes.
This is 152 steps.
Yeah, okay. Well, keep going.
So when you pick up a name,
yeah.
I don't want you to stuck at the name. Like I start selling from the stage. I had, it was selling through presentations. And people gave me feedback. I said selling from the stage. A stage that sells. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, my program is different.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
So
just use. Just be flexible.
Yeah, just be flexible. Yeah, it's a good analogy to it. So you should, beside number 10, you should put a banner in a sidebar to talk about your product. And you should give it a name. Course on, workshop on, seminar on. Number 11, you should decide on a basic landing page. So this landing page, if you want to get people to pre-launch, that's right. So you should have a landing page to be able to collect information or be able to buy. So you should go beside number 11 and give it a tentative day when you plan to have this landing page done. What will happen if you don't know how to do landing pages? See whoever helping you is for your website, and he will design for you the landing page. Or you come to this table again, and we can show, we can work together on the landing pages. It doesn't matter. But you must have a landing page as early as 2 to 3 months. Number 12, you need to casually mention in a couple of blog posts or in your discussions that you are working on a new product. Does it make sense? How many of you here have a Twitter and Facebook account? So you go to number 13 and you mention that you are working on what? On a new product. So when can you do this mention? We are December 9th, so you should put a date beside it. Because maybe Monday, Tuesday, I don't know. Today is December 9th, so you...
Just like post it, say this is what I'm working on.
Yeah, and when you talk about this what I'm working on, you can say, keep your eye open, like just a pre-launch announcement. Do you know what, do you like to see, like you should be able to start converting the ears of your audience. That this is what you are working on.
So this looks like if we start December 9th, you should almost do it weekly from there on.
We are still 2 to 3 months. We here we go to a higher.
No, but I'm saying you don't want to just mention it once. Like if I say December 9th.
Beautiful.
Right?
Yeah. So every other day, every other week, every other hour, if whatever, whenever you can mention it more. The idea is we start to talk about what's coming in.
You are now listening to With Whale, the Ultimate Show.
Okay. And on number 14, ask your Twitter, Facebook follower a simple, specific question about the product periodically and asking for their feedback. What kind of questions we can ask?
When's it generate interactions? Open-ended questions.
Yeah, but what kind of questions?
Open.
What kind of questions? About what? I will ask them about what?
About the pain points that are
beautiful. This is what I was looking for. So I will go and ask about the pain points. Why do I need to ask about the pain points?
Find out what's important to them.
Beautiful. to find what's important for them.
But the people that comment are the ones that are feeling the pain point. So you know who they are.
This is a second stage.
Good.
No, this is a second stage. No, this is a second stage. Like, I want to affirm that my product will target what the customers need. That's right.
We covered that in the first 30 minutes.
You did cover that.
So when you talk about, when you ask for feedback, you ask to verify that the pain point. What's the other point you can ask them for?
Can I stop there for a sec? That confused me. So you state the pain point?
You can state the pain point, or you can say, would it be lovely to have somebody teaching or somebody guide you to have maybe like a better resume, a quick job access, a high performance, a fast change management? Would you feel the pain when the new management comes in and they basically the sales will go down because there is no engagement from the team? So you can reword the questions in a way, but the whole idea behind it is you want to verify and you want to engage people in this particular topic.
What I've heard work on LinkedIn with tons of comments is when somebody says a story about something that happened to their friend and then they ask a question so that and I've seen thousands of comments on LinkedIn on when somebody puts a story and then they do that.
Also, this all are good examples. So what you need to do about beside 14 is you need to do two things. One, to put deadlines. The second one is what? To craft on a special document, as a Word document, what are the different posts and in what day. Then you can start product service content outline based on 5 to 10 common core pain from your research. And you start your first draft about the product, right? And I received a first draft about a pre-launch product from someone yesterday, and I was asked to basically, can you fix or can you comment on this particular pre-launch piece? Then we will go to the point where we are 8 weeks before the pre-launch. So what are we doing in the 8 weeks before the pre-launch? Remember, the time here was now was 2 to 3 months. So you must have a pre-launch date if you want to work effectively. Does it make sense? Now, you need to announce the upcoming launch. You don't have to mention specific dates. You can use coming soon. And you start to talk about the pre-launching team. You finish the first draft. When we did the first draft was in step 16, that's right? So you finish the first draft. You can hire, if you like, a proofreader or an editor, or you can get your friends to help you with editing. And then you need to create a content plan for the pre-launch to be sent every week leading the launch, such as table of content, do a live recording, do an interview, checklist or worksheets, warning report, give away a small section of the product. So in step 20, you need to come up with a plan. What will be coming every week for the next 8 weeks? Okay? Does it make sense? I lost you guys, right?
I'm just thinking through the whole sequence in my head.
So you don't need to think in your head. What you need to just as much as you can, just follow what's written here.
So in my case, where I want to buy a tax guidance package, I want to be able to offer it by the end of January.
End of January will be less than 8 weeks.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we are here. You can always crunch 1 or 2 weeks in the beginning, that's right? So end of January will be about 7 weeks from now.
But if I delay it any more, I mean.
So what you may want to do is you need to work everything in 8 and 7 weeks. You need to get enough time to finish the 8 and 7 weeks activity. Okay? So critical point is number 20. If you have the highlighters, you need to make a circle around number 20 because number 20 is very critical. You need to have what we call it a pre-launch strategy, which will cover the 8 weeks. These products, we design them without being experts in the field. You can basically apply this to any product. At in number 21, we talked about the pre-selling. So think of whether there is a complementary, more expensive affiliate product that you could promote to a pre-launch team and give copies of any upcoming product out for free as a pre-sale. So you need also to consider that. Now, I want to move to the 7 weeks pre-launch. So you need to send out a short email to your main blog subscriber list mentioning the course and suggestions that they join the pre-launch team.
What happens if you don't have a blog?
You can create a blog, but you must have a mailing list.
What happens if you don't have that?
You have to start right now collecting mailing lists.
You have your work cut out for you.
You have to purchase mailing lists. That's right. If you need to have audience, you need to have the audience, that's right? Then you can use, here we mentioned eWeeper, but whatever you can use. So you can set up affiliate list. You set up affiliate resources on your website. You set up affiliate sign up page on your website. You create a PDF product description, pricing option, and affiliate details, and decide on affiliate prices to promote the affiliations, affiliate percentage, decide a launching week and day, create list of affiliate, and create the list of ideal product bonuses to ask other entrepreneur to include as part of product package. So if you notice that week 7 is mainly around what? Around affiliate. Okay, does it make sense? So when do we sell affiliate? Hello? Hello?
Week 7.
Hello?
7 weeks in.
When are we selling affiliate now?
Week 7.
7 weeks before pre-launch.
Okay. So the good time to catch affiliate is right now, folks, because right now we go to all of these Christmas parties. That's right. We attend all these events and there are partners there who may be affiliates. So if you want to do that, you may by tomorrow write a single sheet of what are you offering. And when you go to these events, what you do? You hunt for affiliates. You recruit them. You ask anybody who can partnership with you to sell or market this product on your behalf and get them to sign up.
You used to have an affiliate that has a huge mailing list.
You can have affiliate who has a huge mailing list or affiliate who is running a major meetup mailing list. Because where can we get mailing lists? People who go to meetup, they have mailing lists. People who sell stuff on Eventbrite. So there are like Business Link in Calgary or in Alberta, there's Business Link, there is ATB Entrepreneurship Center, there are these places where they have access to entrepreneurs. There are this contractor, what was the association name?
Association.
What was the association name?
Calgary Contractors Association.
Calgary Contractor Association or Calgary Builder Association, that's right?
Yeah.
All of these kind of associations, are they affiliates? They can be an affiliate, that's right? If you have like a big organization, if you know big organization, you approach them and they need to sleep on it for some time. So one of the good advantages you can have during this particular early December is you plug yourself in so many of these events, but you need to have in your back pocket what? One pager on, which is section 26. If you look at number 26, you need to have it. So I know that somebody was looking for priority. So you may want to take one of these over there. So if people need to.
An affiliate could be anyone that's selling into your target market, right?
Would you mind modifying this? I modify this statement.
No, go ahead.
Anyone is willing.
Yeah.
To sell into this market. So not anybody selling, anyone is willing.
You are now listening to With Whale, the ultimate show.
Okay. In affiliate, you have to look at specific characteristics. Did he do it, or did he or she did it before? Do it before? Why is it important to know if they did it before with somebody else? It's very important because as I understand the system, that's right.
Okay. Do you need to have Infusionsoft to track the affiliates, or can I do it, you know, to WordPress because I don't have a program to track them?
Okay, so we talked here about affiliate sign up page on your website.
Mm-hmm.
So there are programs or there are tools where you can track affiliate on groups like WordPress or Joomla or whatever. There will be plugin to track affiliate. You can get eWeeper, they have affiliate program. You can get Infusionsoft, which has affiliate program. You know what? I don't have any of these. No problem. You must have a membership on your website where you can track it as affiliate category. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So don't let the technology put you down. It's visible. I can show you how you can do it if you like on your website. It's not hard, but Infusionsoft is the ultimate one because Infusionsoft can show also tracking, and the professional affiliates understand how to use it. And this will come to a point where we talk about how you can build the trust. If you come to me and I'm running affiliate programs, and I have Infusionsoft, and if you put me in your Infusionsoft, what will happen? I know that's your. I can track, I have a better control. If you don't have the tools which make them feel comfort, what will happen?
They won't know that they're gonna get paid.
They will not trust you as they are paid. Do you want the affiliate to run your cash in, your cash flow in?
No.
No. Or I can modify no to be, is not to my favor, that's right. But no. However, in some situations, you can go to a place and say, I will give you, in exchange of the administration cost, I give you 40% of whatever collection, and just promote my seminars, and when people come through the door, they pay $20, $30, $10, whatever it is, and you guys can keep 40% of it. So if you run a seminar or a workshop or some kind of functions in venues like sport clubs or like whatever you are doing, and these people will be collecting fees at the door, which they will not like it, by the way. The affiliate, usually they don't like it. We go to places and say, would you mind us to post here? Unfortunately, this place have been turned down from Calgary. In exchange of people come and buy coffee and buy food from your store. What that place will say? Yes, come. That's right. So there are a few coffee shops and restaurants where you can go and don't pay a venue fee. What they will pay, people will come in and people will buy coffee, or this is a minimum cost. These are affiliate. You can actually go and post there. You can, early on when we launched these products in local cities, what we used to do, we used to have a track record of all community center or all community boards. Each store has a community board. Do you know that? Do you know that Co-op, Safeway, have a community board? Do you know that if you go to customer service and ask them to post this, they will post it for a couple of months? Do you know that?
2 weeks they cover.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Do you know that? Did you use it? Why?
We were going to, but
okay.
We didn't.
How difficult to go out of your way to these places? It's not difficult because you are shopping in these places all the time. And their customer service is open as long as the store is open. And how, like I did a launch like 3 years ago, where four of us have been going around, with, end up being five of us, have been going around different areas in town,
And each one of us has a route that we had a target of 7 or 8 stores per day. And we will go and just post little pages, small paper, and say what, I am running this particular workshop, I'm running this particular seminar. Coming, it's for free, or it's whatever. Okay, so check your, so if I'm looking for affiliate, what I will write on this particular form, or this particular ad, I am looking for affiliate. Also, there are some affiliate groups on social media right now. So there are people who are looking for cash jobs, and people are looking for network marketing. Are this good affiliate for me? Yes, because they do have people they trust. That's right, and I'm not competing in their market. Does it make sense? Can we just move to any questions on what you can do 7 weeks before relaunch? So I want to pick up this date now, what you said, January 31st?
Yeah.
So if I have a launching in January 31st, what will be the date of, what will be the week of week 7?
This week, week 7?
Yeah, before launch. This will be this week, that's right?
Yeah,
week 7 would be about this week, yeah.
So December 9, whatever the date is, okay? Then what will I do? So the question for you, if you want to do all of this, can you go through this 31 steps this week? Can we devote time from today till the end of the week to finish these 31 steps? Majority of these steps you may have. Remember, the first 9 steps were about how to explore the market, which you already have, okay? Now, let's go to week 6. So what you need to do, what's recommended to do, is to send out a pre-launch build-up email, a bonus email to pre-launch with a free free video or a PDF download. Mention an exciting contributors too. You can hire a designer if you like. You can finish your final draft, which we did in step 14, I remember. We did in step 16. So in step 34, we go back to finish the final draft. And you can send the final draft to a proofreader. You can decide extra portion of the product to add as a bonus. You can decide 1 to 2 short bonus to create. You can check in for those who did not respond as affiliate. And you can look for expert for an interview. And you can email each person to ask them for the interview. Okay? What will, do you have any insight to that?
I have a question.
Yes?
The experts I want to interview are experts in the field that people will, like, are they my competitors? Are they expert affiliates? What are they?
What do you suggest as answer here?
You can't
more your
people.
User, your customer, your...
What's the expert you want to interview?
If you want to sell your product, who do you like to give endorsement to your product?
Braving fans.
Braving fans. Who do you like to know about your product and give you insights? Key customers.
So you're interviewing potential clients. That's what you're doing.
You can interview potential clients. You can interview potential larger level of affiliate. Remember, this is the rules, or these are suggested rules by somebody. This is not the best things to work for. It will work for everybody, but you need to write your own thing. So, for example, when you do the fitness work, who will be the expert? In your work of fitness, or as elite, who would be example of experts?
Coaches.
Team leaders, owners of teams.
Those that really need your service and could benefit from it, and they have some influence in that industry.
Yes.
But they're not directly competing with what your service or product.
Yes.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Okay? The question is, how long can you spend on week six activity, in your opinion?
1 week.
No, how long as actual effort? This is what you will do. I like the answer, okay? This is what you will do in week six. But how actual hours can you sit behind your computer or your desk doing this work?
Half hour.
It's like, yeah, 1, 2, 3 hours. It's not...
Or
4 hours, like, because I promised early on, if you spend 10 to 20 hours a week on the side of anything you do, you should have, within 6 months, a decent income. So if you look at this, if you know this activity is required, what you will do? You just sit and work on it. That's right? Will it take the whole week? Will it take 7 days of work? Most likely not. You can have at least half an hour or 1 hour every day on the average to focus on these ones. Does it make sense? Or do you see this activity overwhelming?
Overwhelming.
Why? You need to send an email with a PDF. You need to, if you don't have us as in your back pocket, you can look for a designer. You need to edit a document which you start. You need to send the document to somebody to proofread it, so you send it to us. You have an extra, if you need to think about the main launch and what you can do upon us, you will want to check with the affiliate that they did not respond, and you need to create a list of who you'd like to interview and email them. Are these clear steps?
They're clear, but I mean, I don't even have a clue how to create the video or the PDF.
We can help you with the video and the PDF. It's not a big deal. If you're stuck where you want to have a short video, as I told you guys, starting this week, we have a video studio in the back here, which will be available with all kind of backdrops and screens. So just let us know and you can come and just you can start to record your videos.
So when I say video, I mean content. I have no idea what kind of content to deliver in this area here. I understand my product content. I don't understand what I should be offering here or putting together.
So you may want to offer a PDF to describe the pain of your product. You may want to describe a 10-15 minutes video inviting people to come to your product. Okay? So you just write beside number 32 to be determined what are the content of this video and PDF. Believe me, if you start with step 16 and writing the first draft, what you can do on your video? You talk about the first draft. That's right? Which you start at page 16, that's right? At step 16. Okay? Do you want to have a break now before we go to fifth week? Or you want to go through fifth week first and then we can have a break?
Let's have a break.
Okay, so let's just have a break now.
Thank you for listening to With Wael, The Ultimate Show.